Can we just pause just for a moment and thank you. Thank you for being faithful to the word, to how God has moved in your life. Church, have we heard some good news already? Yes. Thank you. I wanted to kind of bring some of this stuff together from our journey together, and I wanted to begin because we've had a long confirmation year in a lot of ways, but I will say this group is curious. They want to interrogate the text, and they want to interrogate theology. And so I'm going to share some words with you that I said throughout the year that I had stole from a professor of mine in seminary. And those words are, some Christians make it hard to be Christian. Some Christians make it hard to be Christian. Most of us have a TV show that you may consider a guilty pleasure, a program we enjoy, yet a program that is generally considered low substance and quality. And so we often keep that to ourselves. We binge it when no one is watching. We change the station when someone comes in, and we certainly don't mention it publicly. So I'm going to mention mine publicly. I don't know why that this show hooks me, and I can't help but allow Netflix to continue to cycle through episode after episode. It involves celebrity contestants who are put to the test against world-class bakers to answer one simple question. You already know. Is it cake? You see, bakers, they create this really realistic object, a suitcase, some clothes, phones, things you'd find around your house, and then they put these cakes in a display of other props that are not cake. You following this? I know it's a tough concept, right? It's up to the celebrity to look at the details of the objects and decide if it is cake or not cake. The cakes are identical to these real objects in texture, color, structure, and scale. But below the surface, there is a big difference. Until you cut it open, until you take a peek inside, you don't know what that object is really made of. And I can't help but think about Christianity today. Those who say that they are Christian, who talk about Jesus proudly wearing a cross around their neck, cover bumper stickers on their car, but the way they live, the words that they choose to say, the way they treat others, is it Christian? They may be able to quote scriptures about God's love, but are they truly living it? So Netflix, we have a new show for you. Is it Christian? Because many claim to be Christian, especially elected officials. But if we cut to the core of what motivates them, would it be compassion, kindness, or love, fully embodied in what we call the incarnation of Christ, who serves the poor, goes to the brokenhearted, and is with the oppressed? Or are they motivated by something else? Something self-serving, ego, image, power. Is it Christian? Some Christians make it hard to be Christian. And so I must at this moment offer credit and praise to Owen, Luke, and Izzy, who, while navigating school and your friends and classmates, have shared in confirmation examples of times when they witness Christians using their faith in ways that hurt and exclude others. And now you may not all know this, but there's a really sophisticated scholarly work that you've been doing all year, and it's called a hermeneutic of suspicion. Essentially, you're looking to see if it's really cake. You've been doing that every single class, if someone really is living God's love. And each time we gathered, it was exciting. It was also exhausting in a lot of ways. but you had questions. You were skeptic of theology, especially a theology that could do harm to others. We are living in a time in this country when being Christian is often associated with being ignorant, against learning, nationalism, or being superior to others. And I want to lift up the fact that you questioned all of that in our time together. And here I want to plug in, keep doing it. Keep doing it. While you three added your biblical knowledge and began building this foundation of what you believe, you articulated not only what God is for you, but who God is not. You developed a way to detect what is authentic and what is genuine and comes from God. And this church benefits from that. Church, they are a gift because they question and are curious about how best to live our faith in these days. And so as we live in a time when faith is not about transformation or a way of life, but a tool to be better than your neighbor or used to hold more power, you all push us to think a little bit more. So like these soon-to-be-confirmed members of our church, perhaps we could learn something about integrity, about what we believe, and is it really serving God? Or is it a nice theology that serves ourselves, our comfort, and our own riches? So this morning, you three preached, and we've been blessed by your wisdom. Izzy, we heard you preach that we are to love each other in real, honest ways, in simple acts of kindness. So church, here's a question for you all. Is it Christian? Yes. Luke, you shared with us to love each other and not hate, and to love ourselves just as God loves us. Church, is that Christian?
Yes.
Owen, you taught us to make room for others. You taught us that God is with us through the fire, and God goes with us from worship into our lives. Church, is it Christian?
Yes.
Yeah, this is Christian. As a confirmation class, you learn together about the faith of Islam, strengthening interfaith bonds. You raised money for the Trevor Project. Mind you, we don't have the totals yet, but we're thinking it could be pushing $1,000 to help youth struggling with gender dysphoria. Church, is it Christian?
Yes.
Yes. It is. And so on behalf of the church, I want to say thank you. Thank you for being exactly who you are. Thank you for not hiding your vibrancy, your silly side, your deep thinking, and for questioning. Thank you for sharing your gifts, taking care of children, my children, assisting in worship, smiling, breaking out into dance when necessary. Thank you for revealing God's love, reminding each of us to be authentic in how Christ moves in our lives. And so this is for you, but it's for all of us. Since your beginning, as you said, Owen, God has never left your side. She has nurtured you, and he has revealed his love for you. God continues to claim you as God's child every day. And today, we all get to share in the joy of hearing you say yes to God. Amen. Amen. Amen.